says Leimatir Batiyuf to the Rav Hamnuna. This should be a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Why? The Omar Rav Hamnuna Shitur is, he says, Shemeris Yavim. A Shemeris Yavim means, again, when a husband died, and there's a brother alive, so she's a Shemeris Yavim. Shemeris means she's watching. She's watching herself that the Yavim is supposed to do something, do a Mitzvah Yibum, do a Mitzvah Chalitza. It's in a case where the husband died, without children, and there's a brother alive now. So the wife is called the Shemeris Yavim. Shezinsa, let's say she lives with somebody else. She doesn't live with the Yavim, but she lives with another man. She has nus with somebody else. Halacha is Psumul Yavama. Rav Hamnuna holds that she is now posel to the Yavim. The Yavim is not allowed to live with her anymore. Why? So Rashi says, Ke'eshes ish shezinsa. She has the same halacha like a married wife that lives with another man. Sha'asura labayla, that she's also to a husband. Now the chivon, the zoyno, since she becomes a zoyno, asura lakuna, she should also be also to a kain. Rav Hamnuna holds a shemeris yavam, when an isha, that has a lav not to get married to somebody else, but instead she's supposed to wait until the brother does something to her, if she doesn't wait and lives with another man, she's mamish called like a, she's like an isha sister was in so. So according to Rav Hamnuna, that she's also to the Yavam, she has a shame zayna, and she should also be also to a kain. So why does our Mishnah only say because the Yavam live with her? Who had been if somebody else lived with her also should be the same halacha? So the Mar says true. The Mar says, who had been really afilu liyachanami, even if she lives now with another man? Again, she's a Shemeris Yavam, where her husband died, even though she lives with another man. Also should become a Zayna, that should be possible a Kain. But V'aydi D'tani Reisha, V'didei, since the Reisha is talking about the Yavim himself, when he lives with her, is Tani Nami Seifu B'didei. The Seifu also talks about where the Yavim himself lives with her. V'aynach Nami Tlav Dafka, the Yavim, who are then whenever the wife is a Shemeris Yavim, if she lives with anybody else, she has the shame Zayna, according to her Rav Hamnuna, and should be also to a kain. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chein islandish shecholtzo lo achim." The same thing. If the isha, the wife, was an islandist, that she could not have children, so there's no mitzvah yibum. So when your brother dies, even though he had no children, on his wife there's no mitzvah yibum. So the Mishnah says the same thing. If one of the brothers now is miyad malizvatar, that's a bias nus, it's a chay b'krisis, and she becomes a zayna. So again, the same diik. Taima de baluha. Why is she posel lakuna? Because one of the brothers lived with her. And if there's no mitzvah yibum, you're living with your brother's wife, which is the chiyuv kara, she becomes a zayna. Holoi balua loi, but mashm if not, if he did not live with her, then she's not a zayna. So Mar says again, command the loi Reb Yehuda, is not like Reb Yehuda. If I'm going to go according to Reb Yehuda, ha'omar island is zaynhi. We had before in the Gemara of Samach Aleph, that Reb Yehuda Shita was an Isha that's an islandess. An Isha that cannot have children, she herself was called a Zayna. And it's also for a Kayin to marry such a lady. And now Mishnah's Mashma not like Reb Yehuda. Because now Mishnah says, why is she posel lakuna? Only because the Yavam lived with her. And there's no mitzvah yibum, since she's an islandess. There's no mitzvah yibum. So when the brother-in-law lives with her, it's a Bias Nus or the Chi of Kuris. That's why she became a Zayna. But otherwise, mashma, she would be mutter to a kain, which is not like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Mishnah. Surizchama. Surizchama means a person that was born again sterile. Nothing happened to his organs later on in life, just he was born that way. So this is not called a psuadaka. He is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. A Surizchama is allowed to marry. So a Surizchama kain, let's say we had a kain that was born to be sterile, Shenosa Bas Yisrael, that he got married, he made Kedushin and Nisuyin to regular Bas Yisrael, the locker is Machilu Betruma. She's allowed to eat Truma now. Lamaisa, she is an Eshes Kayin, she's the wife of a Kayin, and there's no Aveira involved, he's not called a Psuadaka because he was born that way. So therefore, he's allowed to marry her, and she's allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Aimrim. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both say, Androgynous is a person that has both simonim. He has a simon like a man, like a zohar, and like an akeva. He has an aver like a man, and he has a makam there like an isher also. He has both simonim. So Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi both say that androgynous kohen, if you have a kohen, that's an androgynous. So really, he's a suffolk whether he has a din like a zohar or like an akeva. So suffolk and din, is it like a man or like a lady? So they both say, shenosa bas Yisrael. Let's say he plays the role of a man, and he marries now a bas Yisrael. Halacha is machina b'truma. We say the kedushin is chal, and now that he has a wife, she's called an eshes kohen, and she's a lari truma. That's the chiddush. We'll see in the Gemara what we're talking about. And a truma, it's only because the truma the rabbanin will make a safi golakula. Rabbi Yehuda says tumtum. Tumtum means a person that was born and his mokum was covered up with skin. We couldn't tell if he's a zocher or in a keva. Shenikra, later on in life it split there, the skin cracked open. Vinimtza zocher, and now we came out to find that he's a zocher. The locher is lo yechleitz. He should not make chalitza. Shirashi learns it means im yesh achacher. If there's another brother, he should not make the chalitza. Why? Mifnei shu kesaris. Because the chura, that's called like a saris. He's born sterile. Since he was born a tumtim, and then stam the skin there split open, and we see he's a zocher, from the stomach he's called a sris. He's like a sterile person. So therefore, the chila, he should not make the chalitza. Let one of the other brothers make chalitza. Androgynous. Weiter. Androgynous. Noisei avoloi nisa. Androgynous, again, is a person that has both simonim. He has a simon like a zocher, like an akeva. So the Mishnah says about noisei. He has a right to be like a man and marry an isha. Avoloi nisa. But he's not allowed to play the role like an isha and accept kedushin. Like if a man comes and marries him, that's not called kedushin. So Rashi avoloi nisa shuki zocher, because he's called like a male, like a zocher. V'hashoychivim whoever lives with him, harayu keboa al hazocher. It's like you have a mishkav zocher, even though he has a simon like an isher also. But vaisos nadrugnas has a locher like a zocher, and therefore he's also to let a man marry him, because he can marry an isha. Nice say he can marry an isha, but loy nisa he can't receive kedushin to play the role of an isha. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, androgynous chayov mala skilu kezocher. Rabbi Lez Rashi and Rabbi Forrest Pukhtar Lachuri, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. That Rabbi Lez also saying an androgynous is like a zocher, like a male. Therefore, if somebody has mishkav zocher with him, he's chayov skilu, like he was boiled a zocher, like he lived with a zocher. So Chur, it's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda just said, as the Tanakhama just said. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machlokes is. A core part of the first Chiddush in the Mishnah was, if you have a Sris Chama Kohen, if you have a Kohen that was born sterile, so since he was born that way, he's not called a Psuadaka, he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. If he marries a Bas Yisrael, she's called an Ashes Kohen now, and therefore she's allowed to eat Truma. So Gemara says, Pshita, like why not? She's an Ashes Kohen now, he's not doing any Avera. So Gemara says, Ma the time I would have thought that Meilid Michael, if the Kohen could have children, then he's allowed to let his wife eat Truma because of him. But Sheina Meilid Eina Michael, maybe here where the Kohen is sterile, he can't have children, maybe he can't let his wife eat because of him. Kamash Tumalon, that's not Talocha. Kamash Tumalon, that even though the Kohen is sterile, is a Sarah Sur Chama, still his wife could eat Truma because of him. The Rashi says, Ma the Tema Meilid Michael, the Dakina, the Pasuk says, V'yilid Beisoi, Heim Yoichlu. So, Smashmi's children, they can eat Truma. So, Vishadashin, Haroyo Lohoilid, Yachel. Only if the wife, only if he could have children, then he has the power to be Michael his wife. But if he can't have children, maybe not. Kamashpa, not like that. There's a lot of letter eat Truma because of him. But, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Oimrim, Androgynous. They go to Lachav in androgynous, and they both say what? An androgynous kohen shenosa bas Yisrael is machila b'truma. If this androgynous, that chur, it's a suffolk, it's a doubt, if he's a man or in a keva, but if he gets, and he's a kohen, he was born from a kohen, he's the vada kohen. Now if he plays the role of a man, and he marries an isha, so they both say the what? That his wife is ladi truma. Amar Resh Lakish said that machila b'truma, that this wife, the wife of this kohen of this androgynous, she's only allowed to eat truma, but she can't share in the kaddishim from the chazav v'shoik. by kodshim, when the Yisrael gives the kayin the chazov, the shoik, the breast and the thighs of the animal, the lachar is the kayin is allowed to give it to his wife. But in this case, he can't. So Rashi says, why not? Machilu b'truma kam b'forish lo b'truma v'zman hazed rabbonin. We're talking about truma nowadays, that's only with rabbonin. Avo b'midi di yiraisa. But something that's a question about an issa, the yiraisa, loy. Then this androgynous can't let his wife eat. And my time, why? Because sofik ish, sofik ishu. Really, this androgynous is a sofik. It's a doubt what he is. We don't say he's 100% zochor. Therefore, when he marries a wife, it's not 100% kedushin eschal. It's only a sofik. So if it's only a shalon and issa the rabbonon, we make all and say it's okay. So with truma, this man is there, it's only with the rabbonon, we make all to say his wife is lari truma. But this man, the Beis Hamikdash, was kain when he had the kodeshim, and if the kain had kodeshim, he was not allowed to give his wife, because that's a suffix yisid yiraisa. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. I will soon see. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, af ma'achila b'chazo v'shoik. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the androgynous we nemon, we say, is for sure a man, and therefore, and he's a kain, we know he was born from a kain. So when he gets married now, his wife is called an Eshes Kayin, and she's allowed to eat even the chazah of a shoik, even the breast and the thighs of an animal of kodshim, he's allowed to give his wife. So Mar says, no, the Rosh Lakish, Maishin no chazah of a shoik the Yiraisa, how come Rosh Lakish says he's not allowed to feed his wife from the kodshim, from the parts of the animal that he received as kodshim? Because it's Nisid Yiraisa, and his wife is not married to him in Yiraisa, so the Chur Truma Namid Yiraisa. The Chur Truma is also a Shalom Yiraisa. And that's Yisrael, when you have Truma there, that's also with Yiraisa for a Zarat Hidit. Only a Kain's Ladi Truma. Or else his wife, here it's not 100%, it's his wife, then androgynous is a doubt. It's a suffix if he's a man or in a cave. So how come he's Ladi Truma? How come his wife could eat Truma? So Gemara answers, "Hakol v'mayaskinon v'truma b'zman hazeh b'rabbonon enechnami." Rosh Lakish only says that she's lari truma in our days today b'zman hazeh, that the din is only with the rabbonon today. Avol b'zman she beis hamikdash kayim, but enechnami b'zman we had the beis hamikdash is my. What do you want to tell me, Loi? Who you want to tell me? According to Rosh Lakish, that b'zman we had the beis hamikdash, that truma was the yiraisa at that time. So then, in such a case, the wife of an androgynous is not lari truma. So Gemara says, if that's true, adetani ein machila b'chazov v'shoik. Why does the Mishnah have to say? Why does Rosh Lakish have to say we don't let him eat from the we don't let her eat from the chazov v'shoik, from the thighs or from the breast of the kotshim of korban shlomim? Liflog v'listna v'dido. Let's make a chiluk in truma itself. When do I say that the wife of an androgynous kain could eat truma? Only b'truma, the rabbonim. Only truma b'zman hazeh, today, after the churban of Beis Hamikdash. That Rosh Lakish told us only with the rabbonim. Avo b'truma the yiraisa loy. But in the case b'zman she Beis Hamikdash kain, when truma was with the yiraisa, maybe then you're not allowed to eat. So why did Rosh Lakish say this way? Why did he have to say chazor b'shoik? He should have made the difference in truma itself. So Gemara says, true, that's what Rosh Lakish means to say. Hachi nami kamer. This is really what Rosh Lakish means to say. That kishu machila, that the wife of an androgynous kohen is allowed to eat, is only machila b'truma b'zman hazeh the rabbanan. She's only allowed to eat nowadays, after the Beis Hamikdash Choruv. That nowadays, this man the Yom holds, that the Kedusha Saratz Yisrael doesn't have enough Kedusha, that the fruits, the pears that grow there, the truma is only with the Rabbanim, this man is there. But since it's only Nisa, the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim will make all to say the wife of an androgynous is a Ladi Truma. But we ain't machilo bizman chazov v'shoik. But at the times when we had the Beis Hamikdash, then you were not allowed to feed the chazov and the shoik kodeshim, the afilo betruma the Rabbanim. And at that time, as the man they had the Beis Hamikdash, even let's say on fruits, an apple is only mechuyev in truma mid rabbanon. Mid yirais, even as the man we're in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash, mid yirais, it's only dogon tirish for yitzar. It's only the five grains, and it's only olives and grapes. That's all. Those are the only minim as mechuyev in truma mid yiraisa. Apples and other fruits is only mid rabbanon. So this man we had the Beis Hamikdash, even truma of the Rabbanan, that means even truma of apples, you're not allowed to feed your wife. The androgynous cannot feed his wife. Why? Dilma'ose le'oichlo v'truma li'raisa. It's at a time when they had the Beis Hamikdash, when Truma at that time was the Raisa, so then you're not allowed to feed this Andrei, this is not allowed to feed his wife, Truma. Because it's a suffix if she's really an Ashes kind or not. Like the Andrei, this is a person that's a doubtful, maybe he's a lady. On the tzad that he's a lady, and if he marries another lady, the Kedushin is not Chal. So then his wife is not called an Ashes kind. But since it's a suffix, on the derice, we have to be machrim and say she's not allowed to eat the chazov v'shoyt the kodshim, and nor did she cannot eat truma v'zman that was the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Shlokish is aloha. But Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon Shita was no af machila b'chazov v'shoyt. Rabbi Yechonon holds that even b'chazov v'shoyt, even kodshim, is when the kohen received kodshim from a shlomim, so it's kodshim. Aloha is he allowed to feed it to his wife. So this is called his wife. And Andrade, this wife says, according to Rabbi Yechonon, we say that he is a Vadai Zohar, he's a male, and therefore he has a right to get married. And when he marries an Isha, it's called Vadai, it's 100% his wife. And therefore she is called an Ashes Kohen. An Ashes Kohen is Ladi Truma, a Ladi Kochim. Right, that's what Yechonon says. And Rashi says, Af Machil Rashi says, Tis Zohar Ma'al Yehu. The Yechonon holds is called a Zohar, even though he has both simonim, a simon like an Isher also, but the Yechonon holds he has a din of a Zohar. The verse says like this, Oh, Malay, Rabbi Yechonon and Resh Lakish, so Rabbi Yechonon said to Resh Lakish, Mi Savrit, Truma Bizman Azed Rabbonim, like you hold that today it's different, that Bizman Azed, after the Churban Abayis, Truma is only the Rabbonim. Like you can make your chil to say that you're only allowed to feed a truma and not chukachim. So Mashmah Rabbi Yechonon holds, Rabbi Yechonon himself is asking the question, Mashmah he himself holds that truma bizman is also the Raisa. It's like you Resh Lakish is wrong. So that's what he's asking like. To you Resh Lakish, do you really hold this? That truma bizman is only midrabonin? Oh my lord, so Resh Lakish answers back in, yes, that's what I hold. I owe Truma Vizmanazeh after the Churban Abayis is only Midrabonin. Why? Shani Shaina, because I learned Eagle Biegulim Oila. I learned that eagle, that means like a cake of dates, let's say of Truma, that gets mixed up with other type of dates, it's oil, it's like a bottle. So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains like this. Shani Shaina. Rashi says, Braisa is a Braisa. Eagle Shel Truma. If you have, let's say, some dates of truma that got mixed up with other type of dates, so locher is bottle de meya shechum. It's bottle that gets mixed into another 100 a date like this. It goes like a round cake of dates, so it gets mixed up with another 100 things like it. Or eagle shall truma temeya, or else the case of eagle you have truma temeya. The locher is bottle of a kufi gulin shall truma teira. That's the locher. Truma is batul midrabon in 1 in 100. Even though other things are always batul chad b'shishim, 1 in 60 is batul. By truma you have to wait to 1 in 100. If you have one date here, that's truma, and it falls into 100 other dates, so we say it's batul, and you'll have to eat them all now. Who are then if one date is trumeya, and it falls into 100 dates that are teira, also the kohen is allowed to eat it now. Now, the truma bizmanazeh diraisa, this is what Resh Lakish is asking. If truma today is midiraisa, kivun the eagle dova choshevu, since an eagle that's a round date, a round cake of date, since it's a dova choshevu, something important, the darka limloy, it's a derech, it's a manner of counting it. When you sell it, you don't stam sell it by the pound. You sell each one separately, you count them. That's a proof that it's something chosh of something important. The locher is loy bottle, it should not be bottle. Af agav the truma ten the rabbonin. Hoy the truma the rice negas, the mavatin, the rabbonin, the zeh the rabbonin, not the rice. Good. The whole point of Resh Lakish is saying that he learned that an eagle be a gula mizoyla. He has a brice that says that if dates today get mixed up with other dates, it is bottle. Now the question is, this eagle, this like cake of dates, is something important. And the way you sell it is by 1, 2, 3, you sell it by numbers. So the klal is something that's chosid usually is not bottle. So how come over here it is bottle? Elamai, you have to tell me that it's only midrabbanan. Now therefore, truma bizman azeh, after the Beit Hamikdash is chorev, is only midrabbanan, and in the rabbanan it is bottle. But that's where Shlokash had a question, that if truma bizman azeh would be the araisa, the din should be that this type of truma should never become bottle. So of course, Akash and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan answers back and says like this, Omalei valoyani shayna chaticha b'chaticha oila. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan answers back, I hold a chaticha b'chaticha is also bottle. So Rashi says like this, Omalei valoyani shayna klayma. Mi yislach l'migza bod rabbona not to derais sinami os lavatulu b'derais lavnisu. Shani shayna wat chaticha shal chatis tzimeya. Bottle b'toyro, v'ochem midid yiraisu, v'yafagad the dark limnois. There is Rabbi Yechon is bringing a proof that even on this yiraisu, we also say that bottle. A chaticha means a piece of meat, a piece of a korban chatis, that let's say was tameya, got mixed up with 100 other pieces of meat, that is tohor, halacha is its bottle. So Rabbi Yechon means to prove back is that even on this yiraisu, also these pieces, that's a davar chashuv, could become bottle. So don't bring me a proof for a shlokish to say that truma v'zmanazeh has to be the rabbonin. No, truma v'zmanazeh could be the araisa. Why is a bottle? Because even things that are rosa mid araisa are also bottle. And the klal is like this, that your shlokish, Rabbi Yechon says, mi savra do you hold? Kol shedaka limle sheninu, like we'll soon see. There's a special issa the rabbonin, that certain things are very important that are chashiv are not bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan said, don't learn the lashon of kol shadarkum is anything that's a normal manner to count lashal eggs. Eggs, when you sell them, sometimes you sell them, you count each one. But sometimes also you sell them by the chreis, a pound of eggs, maybe. So that's called kol shadarkum. Something that's usually sold by a count, even though sometimes you sell it in a pound. So don't learn that's not bottle, rather, es shedaka lim leshaninu. No, what do I learn? What's the chumra de rabbanan that something is not bottle, only if it's so important that it's always sold only by count, by number. It's never sold by the pound. But if you have something that sometimes is sold by the pound, not counting each one, I'm selling you two or three or four of them, that's not so kosher, not so important, it could be bottle. So therefore, this igule devela, and this chaticha shall piece the meat, since sometimes they're sold by the pound, that's why they could be bottled. Even though the yisr is the uraisa. So what? It's like a bottle, chad v'meya. That that we said is such a loch, something is not bottled, if it's very choshev, that's only, it's a lotion of esh shedaka limnis. Something that's always counted. The tanan, we learn like this. This is the Mishnah, we learn like this. The tanan, we learned. Mi shahoyaloi chavili tilton. Somebody has a bundle of tilton. Rashi said that's mean a kidneyous type of beans. You have a bundle of beans. Shoklaya kerem that was grown by Yisr. It was grown near the vineyard. That is the nisa klaya kerem. You're not allowed to grow vegetables near the vineyard, near the grapes. So somebody grew these tilton near the kerem. There's an issa klaya kerem. So locher is yidlaku, you're supposed to burn it. Something that's grown near the kerem, you have to burn. What about nisavu bacheris? Let's say you had this bunch of tilton and it got mixed up. It got mixed into another bunch of tilton. That's not klai kerem. It got mixed up into a regular